Why do we have such poor indicators on death toll related to drink driving?
Well, actually, we have a very solid record of having reduced deaths related to drink driving in Australia, and in particular in New South Wales. Back in the 80s, we were looking at about 40% of our road toll, in fact, was attributed to drink driving. We've got down to only 16% in 2016 of our road toll in New South Wales, which is attributed to drink driving. Now, in other states across Australia, that's slightly higher because of the demographics are slightly different.
What do you think can be done more to influence those numbers? 30% overall for Australia, and this is the major factor of the death toll, the drink driver. So how to further decrease this number?
It's really important that we maintain our focus on the random breath testing, the roadside random breath testing programs that we operate across the country. Certainly, we've seen a significant increase in the population in Australia, and we need to match the population with that random breath testing as a sort of a dose response to the problem of drink driving out in the community. Because where we've seen a reduction in the application of the random breath testing at the roadside, then we see spikes in the road toll associated with drink driving. So one of the really important factors is to continue that. And we've seen in the last couple of years a very significant reduction because of some jurisdictions within Australia have started to implement the mandatory alcohol interlock system. So those who are high range and repeat offenders will now have a minimum of 12 months of having to pay for installing a mandatory alcohol interlock on their car. So if they have been drinking, they simply can't start their car. Now, we know as well that in the regional areas of New South Wales where both the deterrence, the policing and the system, the availability of public transport and other alternatives are a lot less, that we have a much higher level of drink drive trauma. And so 85% of our drink driving trauma in New South Wales is actually in country New South Wales.
Do you believe we have quite strong law enforcement when it comes to alcohol consumption, the BAC?
When it was very first introduced in Australia, 0.08 was seen to be very stringent and people were very concerned about having 0.08. We're now down to 0.05. And for professional drivers, and actually for our provisional drivers, our learners and provisional drivers, we say that it's zero blood alcohol content when you're driving a car. Many of our professional drivers, taxi drivers and others, are on 0.02. So I think that there's been a continued driving down a bit as the community expects that we will continue to regulate the area, and there's more community support for regulating drink driving on our roads. We know that today people feel much more likely to say that it's totally unacceptable to be drinking and driving on our roads. So with that level of community support, there's been increases in the ability for police to prosecute, but also for us to toughen the laws to restrict the availability of alcohol when you're driving.
Do you see any particular age group that approaches this with more responsibility in terms of drink driving?
Certainly on our younger drivers, we've had much more stringent conditions on in terms of their ability to hold a provisional license. And so we have a graduated licensing system in Australia. There's been an astounding increase in the compliance level with the 17 to 25-year-old drivers. And in fact, the whole graduated licensing system and the zero BAC and all the other restrictions has seen us halve the number of young people who've been involved in fatal crashes across the country. The reality is that the more stringent conditions on those younger drivers seem to have had a very positive impact. We've had a tragic loss of life over the holiday period already. We know that the major contributors to our fatalities and serious injuries on our roads are when people decide to get behind the wheel and drive too fast, or when people decide to get behind the wheel when they're tired or to continue driving when they're tired, or when people abuse substances like alcohol or other illicit drugs or prescription drugs and get behind the wheel and actually drive in an impaired state. So You know, what we really need the community to focus on, if we had everybody over this holiday period just follow the rules, abide by the laws, we would have a massive reduction in our fatality and trauma on our roads. And so really encourage people, you know, to relax, enjoy this holiday season, but make sure you're looking after those people who are also sharing the road network.